In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Ooh.
Get in your Volkswagen bus and travel with us back to the 60s, because we have a great show in store for you today.
When you're driving your Volkswagen bus, remember to obey all the speed limits. Otherwise, the fuzz will get you.
The fuzz will get you. Which brings me to my first song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, how what a coinkydink.
Who would have thought?
I couldn't have thought that up.
Who would have thought? Surrealistic Pillow is the second album by the American rock band Jefferson Airplane. And I had that album. It's a great album. It was released on February 1st, 1967, and was the first album by the band with vocalist Grace Slick and drummer Spencer Dryden. Grace Slick was awesome, too. She was good.
Okay, if you say so.
The album peaked at number 3 on the Billboard album chart, and this song was on that album. Here's 3/5 of a Mile in 10 Seconds. That was so good, wasn't it?
God, my head.
Oh, it's good.
I should have taken some Tylenol before
No. Hey, did you realize that in 1965, the Hare Krishna chant is used for the first time by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and it was even used in some of the Beatles songs, for example, My Sweet Lord by George Harrison?
I did not know that.
Those, remember the Hare Krishnas?
Yes, I do. They were always running around the airport.
Yeah, they wore the orange robes-like and shaved their heads. Yeah, I don't think they would allow them to do that now.
I don't think so, neither. Get rid of that Volkswagen bus and get a real car.
Hey.
I've got one that will blow the doors off your last song. This song first appeared as the B-side to the Beach Boys' 1963 single, Surfer Girl. The car referred to is the 1932 Ford Model 18. The song became the Beach Boys' highest charting B-side, peaking on September 28, 1963 at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Little Deuce Coupe. Little Deuce Coupe, you don't know.
He don't even try, cause if he had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. Just a little Deuce Coupe with a flathead wheel. But she walk a thunderbird like she's standing still. She's boarded in her lead and she's stroking board. She'll do 140 in the top end floor. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. She's got a competition clutch with a four on the floor. And she purrs like a kitten till the lake pipes roar. And if that ain't enough to make you flip your lid, there's one more thing. I got the pink slip, daddy. And coming off the line when the light turns green, well, she blows them out of the water like you never seen. I get pushed out of shape and it's hard to steer. When I get rubber in all four gears, she's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. She's my little Deuce Coupe.
This reminds me of my Ford XL that I had in 1969 with a 429 engine, a dual quad carburetor, and an awooga horn. Awooga, baby. Awooga, awooga.
That really was a cool car.
Oh, yeah. I blew him out of the water with that.
Yeah.
And I got in a lot of trouble with that car.
And then after that car, you went to a Barracuda.
Then I went to my Cuda.
That was a nice car also.
Yeah. And my Powder Puff racing days. Oh, well, let's go on. In 1966... the Beatles performed their final live concert at Candlestick Park in San Francisco on August 29th. The park's capacity was 42,500, but only 25,000 tickets were sold, leaving large sections of unsold seats. Fans paid between $4.50 and $6.50 for tickets. And the Beatles' fee was around $90,000.
Do you believe that?
No. Can you imagine?
$650 for deluxe seats.
Oh, man. I wish I was back there in those times
again. And they didn't sell out.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
The Beatles.
I know. Go figure.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Sinclair, put that nickel in. Put that magic nickel in. Only Sinclair gasolines have nickel.
Nickel is the reason why more and more motorists are turning in at the sign of Sinclair. The exclusive nickel compound in Sinclair gasolines has been proved in tests to reduce engine wear as much as 29%. With liquid nickel, lost power is restored. You save on repairs and roll up more miles per dollar. Money-saving nickel, exclusively yours in Sinclair, Dino, and Dino Supreme gasolines.
Do they still have that little green dinosaur as their logo? I don't know.
I don't see Sinclair around. It's only mobile.
Yeah. Well, do you realize that in 1966, the price of a gallon of gasoline was an astounding 32 cents a gallon?
Wow.
I know.
Wow. And now look at where, wow.
I know. My friends used to go out in my buddy's car and then, go to the local Clark station.
Oh, yeah, us too.
And get a couple bucks worth of gas and a pack of Winston's, and you were good for a Saturday night.
Oh, I used to get Eve cigarettes because they were pretty. I wouldn't know. I was too young to drive then.
Okay, let's go. Let's go with that. Okay.
All right. I was too young to drive.
Uh-huh.
In 1966?
Which IDs are you talking about, though?
Okay, shut up.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1966. On August 1st, Charles Whitman, a former Marine sharpshooter, took rifles and other weapons to the observation deck atop the tower at the University of Texas at Austin. He then opened fire on persons indiscriminately and on the surrounding campus and streets. He shot and killed 13 people and injured 31 others. The incident ended when police reached Whitman and shot him dead. Let's listen to the news report.
David Brinkley is on vacation. I'm Chet Huntley. For an hour and a half today, the normally placid university and capital city of Austin, Texas, was held in the grip of a terror which began in killing and ended in killing. A maddened former Marine, a 24-year-old student in the architectural school named Charles Whitman, first killed his wife and mother in their home. Then he fled to the top of the university tower, a 27-story building, and from there shot to death at least 13 other people and wounded at least 31. The carnage did not end until police ended Whitman's life with several bullets.
Whitman had killed his mother and wife in their home the night before, and they found a tumor on his brain which may have caused his behavior during the autopsy. And that's what happened way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
You know, you had a song about a hot car, but I've got one about an airplane. Uh-huh.
I'd rather drive a car.
My next song is a 1968 song by Eric Burdon and the Animals. Released on the album, The Twain Shall Meet, because the song was 7.5 minutes long, it was split on both sides of the record.
Oh, my God. We're not listening to 7 minutes, are we, my love?
No.
Oh, thank you.
No, it reached number 14 on the U.S. pop charts. You know, I can get this for, 7.5 minutes.
No, thank you. No, we're good. We're good at like 3.5 or whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
Here is Sky Pilot.
He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man. Just tells them it's all right. He knows of their fear in the forthcoming fight. Soon there'll be blood and many will die. Mothers and fathers back home they will cry. and it ends with a smile. The order is given, they move down the line, but he's still behind and he'll meditate. But it won't stop the bleeding or ease the hate. As the young man move out into the battle zone, he feels good, with God you're never alone. He feels so tired and he lays on his bed. Hopes the man will find courage in the words that he said.
Thank you for not playing all 7.5 minutes of that.
You're welcome.
Sky Pilot.
You're welcome.
Oh, they taught the song. They spoke it. They only sang Sky Pilot.
So what more do you want?
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Tooth Tattoos. Yes, now you can be the first on your block to have the words Born to Boogie displayed on your bicuspids. With Ed's Tooth Tattoos, your teeth aren't just for chewing anymore.
I like that. That's actually a good idea.
I know a place where you can fly your airplane to.
Really?
Which brings me to my last song.
Oh, clever.
Which was recorded in 1965 by Petula Clark and became Clark's second consecutive top 10 hit in the U.S., remaining on the charts for 12 weeks. Five of the 12 weeks on the U.S. charts were spent in the top 10. The song's fourth week at number 9, the fifth and sixth week at number 4, and the seventh week at its peak, number 3. Here's I Know a Place.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store put the lock on the door, just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on your best and wear a smile. Just come along with me a while, 'cause I tell you, downstairs to some tables and chairs. Soon I'm sure you'll be tapping your feet, because the beat is the greatest there. All around there are girls and boys. It's a swinging place, a cellar full of noise. It's got an atmosphere of its own somehow. You gotta come along right now, 'cause I tell you, a swinging place, a cellar full of noise. It's got an atmosphere of its own somehow. You gotta come along right now, 'cause I tell you, I'm the one place where the music is fine and the lights are always low. I'm the one place where we can go. I'm the place where we can go. I'm the place where we can go.
In 1966, bell-bottom pants became the rage. They were patterned after 19th century British sailors. I loved them. I wore them all the time. I'd wear them now if they had them. They're starting to get a little more belt on the bottom.
I think
but
this is,
not, yep. You know, not a straight leg, but I'd love to have them again. I love bell-bottoms.
My next song, I bet, is a place that Petula Clark knows about.
Oh, I don't think so. Not with your songs, my love.
Well, anyway, in 1969, the Detroit band Frigid Pink recorded an impromptu psychedelic version of this song when there was time left over at a recording studio.
Oh, boy.
Okay, it peaked at number 73 on the U.S. Billboard Top 100. Huh?
Whoa, it's getting up there, my love.
You bet. Listen to House of the Rising Sun. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.